welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of May 6th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. To begin with, we want to thank some of our summer reading donors for this year. Well, we've already received donations from J&J Pharmacy, Lakin United Methodist Church, Hutchison Real Estate, Deerfield Feeders, The Agency, Valley Tire, Golden Grain Enterprises, Beamer & Beamer, Golden Plains Credit Union, and Dollar General. And each of these have either donated monetarily or with items to help us out with the summer reading. So thank you very much to all those entities. On May 21st at noon, in conjunction with the Golden Agers Luncheon, the library is hosting the Women Soldiers of the Civil War, presented by Diane Eckhoff. This is a Humanities Kansas project, and everybody is welcome. It is a covered dish lunch, and it will begin at 12 noon, like I said. It will be at the Senior Center, which is at 305 North Kansas here in Lakin. If you would like more information about the program, you can call 355-6674. The Kearney County Commissioners have a vacancy of one board member to fill an unexpired term on the Kearney County Hospital/HPRV board. If you are interested, please send a letter to the Board of County Commissioners indicating your desire to serve on this board. All letters should be received by Monday, May 21st at 11 a.m. Letters can be sent to Kearney County Clerk at P.O. Box 86, Lakin, Kansas 67860. The Kearney County Hospital is having their childbirth class schedules for the month of May. If you would like to register, you can call 355-7550. They will have a total of 6 sessions, which will cover different topics, but they suggest taking sessions 1 and 2 at the beginning of your pregnancy. To go through each session, session 1 is You and Your Pregnancy. It covers common discomforts, prenatal care, and preterm labor. Session 2 is Healthy Pregnancy. It covers healthy foods and other things to consider, stress during pregnancy, and physical activity. Session 3 covers labor and delivery. Topics will be benefits of full-term baby, true labor versus false labor, and pain management. Session 4 is Feeding Your Baby. It will have breastfeeding, latch, and formula. Session 5 is Newborn and Infant Care, which covers infant crying, infant safety, and development. Session 6 is Health After Pregnancy. These topics will be postpartum changes, emotional changes, and birth control options. On Tuesday, May 8th, at the Kearney County Hospital's boardroom, it will have Session 1 and 2 from 2:30 to 5 p.m. and Session 3 from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. On Thursday, May 10th, it will be in the Kearney County Hospital's Classroom A. From 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. will be Session 4. From 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. will be Session 5. And from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. will be Session 6. This upcoming week for the Kearney County Senior Center, on Monday the 7th, they have PATH exercises at 10. On Tuesday the 8th, there is coffee at 8 o'clock, yoga at 9:30. 10:30 is chair yoga, and then there is a home-free concert that day. On Wednesday the 9th, there's coffee at 8, PATH exercise at 10, Bible study at 10:45, meal site will be at noon, and the meal for that day will be spaghetti casserole, green salad, garlic bread, and a cookie. Also that day will be another home-free concert. On Thursday the 10th, there's coffee at 8, casino at 9 o'clock, yoga at 9:30, and chair yoga at 10:30. On Friday the 11th, there's coffee at 8, Garden City shopping trip at 10 o'clock, PATH exercises will be at 10 o'clock, and bridge at 1 o'clock. For this upcoming week for the Lakin School District, on Monday the 7th, there's high school boys baseball here versus Holcomb Cimarron at 4 o'clock. High school softball will be at Holcomb at 4 o'clock. On Tuesday the 8th, there's high school boys golf at Elkhart, and it begins at 1 o'clock. On Wednesday the 9th, there's High Plains League Middle School Music Festival. That will be at Stanton County beginning at 9 in the morning. There's also High School High Plains League Softball and Baseball Coaches meeting at Sublette at 6:30 that evening. On Thursday the 10th, there's High School Boys Golf High Plains League Tournament at Buffalo Dunes starting at 9 in the morning. And High School Spring Band and Vocal Concert at 7 o'clock that evening. On Friday the 11th, there's Lakin Grade School Spring Music Program, and it will be at 12 o'clock. Also, there's high school track High Plains League meet at Cimarron at 3 o'clock. And then this Saturday, there will be the high school graduation beginning at 3 o'clock. For the Deerfield School District, on Wednesday the 9th, there's SFTL Middle School High School track at Rolla at 9:30. On Thursday the 10th, it's the last day of Twix. Also, this upcoming weekend, on the 12th, Deerfield will be having their graduation at 11 o'clock in the morning. The Kearney County Library would like to say congratulations to all of our local graduates, both from the Lakin and the Deerfield High School districts. For the upcoming week, for the Extension Office, on Sunday the 6th, there's the Loyalty Days Beef Show at Tribune, Haskell County Goat, Sheep, and Swine Show, and Prairie View 4-H Club Meeting will be at Deerfield. On Monday the 7th, Camp Jackson registrations are due. Chantilly Club meeting will be at the Extension Office, and People Pleasers Club will be meeting at the Fair Building. On Wednesday the 9th, there's an Executive Board meeting at 6 o'clock at the Extension Office, Fair Board meeting at 7 o'clock, and then on the 9th and 10th, there's In-Depth Week Diagnosis School at Garden City. On Saturday the 12th, Walk Kansas ends. So everybody participating in the Walk Kansas, be sure to turn in your paperwork. The Kearney County Chamber of Commerce and Kearney County Airport is inviting everybody to the Run, Drive, Fly to Lakin event on May 26th. Admission will begin at 9 o'clock and it is free. There will be featuring the Brian Correll Air Shows and Outlaw Air Show. If you want to book a ride with the Outlaw Air Show, you can do so at flyoutlaw.com. They will also be having a fun run, a car show, many vendors out there, some food trucks, and a potato throwdown. Also that evening will be a Steve Desmond God and Country concert. So everything, like I said, will begin at 9 o'clock in the morning and run through 3 o'clock that afternoon. The potato salad contest will be determined that day for the time, so keep an ear and eye out for that. The runs, if you are part of the kids' run, that will begin at 9 o'clock. If you are part of the other run walk, that will be at 9:30. And these are both in the morning, so be sure to set your alarms and be out there ready to run that morning. There will be free transportation between the museum and the airport, and the museum will be open from 10 o'clock that morning to 2 in the afternoon, so be sure to stop by the museum and see many of the county's artifacts. There will be a car show parade cruise at 3:30 p.m. It will end up at Flashbacks. The concert that evening will begin at 6 o'clock. Also remember that the alumni events, the school tour, will be at 2 o'clock at the Lakin High School. The alumni registration will be at 5 o'clock at the Kearney County Fair Building. And the alumni banquet will begin at 6 o'clock, and that is also at the Fair Building. If you would like more information and other updates, go to Facebook to Run, Drive, Fly to Lakin and like that page, and you can get updates of when times might be. One of the examples of liking the Facebook page is for the potato salad to see what times those will be taking place. This potato salad throwdown is sponsored by the Kearney County 4-H Council. The check-in for it will be from 9:30 to 10 o'clock in the morning at the airport, and the entry fee will be $5. Judging will be based on taste, texture, and appearance. Entries must be in a gallon container that has a lid so it can be left for when judging does take place later in the day. There will be a public tasting, and if you would like, you can do a free will donation to the Kearney County 4-H Council. And if you would like more information on the potato salad throwdown, you can contact the Extension Office at 355-6551. Other activities happening in the community for this upcoming week. On Monday the 7th, there's the Kearney County Commissioners meeting at 8 o'clock. There will be a Lakin Housing Authority meeting at 6 o'clock at the O'Laughlin Community Building. In Deerfield, there's going to be a fire meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 8th, there's the Kearney County Hospital Town Hall meeting at 6 o'clock, and this will be at the Kearney County Hospital Classroom A1. Lakin AA meeting will be at 8 o'clock, and in Deerfield, there's a City Council meeting at 6 o'clock. On Wednesday the 9th, TOPS will be at the Memorial Building. 6 to 8 is the way in, and 8 o'clock will begin the meeting. Kearney County Conservation District meeting will be at 8 o'clock, and Narcotics Anonymous meeting will be at 8 o'clock. On Thursday the 10th, there's Lakin Gun Club at 7 o'clock, Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. In Deerfield, it's the last day of Twix, and the Deerfield Recreation Commission meeting will be at 7 o'clock. Stay informed by signing up for the Kearney County Emergency Alert System. By doing this, you'll be getting alerts about emergencies and other important community news. This enables you to receive critical information quickly in a variety of different situations, such as severe weather, missing persons, unexpected road closures, and evacuations of buildings or neighborhoods. You can choose what alerts you want to receive and how you want to receive them. Examples are text messaging, mobile phone, home phone, business phone, or email. You can sign up today at KearneyCountyKansas.com, and Kearney County, Kansas is all one word, lowercase. You can also contact Jared Webb at 355-8633 for more information. And along with that information, remember, we are moving into our severe weather time of year. Tornado sirens will be activated when there is deemed to be an immediate threat of severe weather. Tornado sirens are one solid blast that will continue to sound for 2 to 3 minutes and be repeated every 10 minutes until the threat is over. Designated storm shelters will be open to the public to take cover from severe weather-related events. In Deerfield, the shelters are the high school locker rooms. You'll need to enter the high school through the designated door on the west side of the building. In Lakin, the shelter is at the Kearney County Courthouse. You'll need to enter through the front doors of the courthouse and proceed directly to the basement. That's pretty much it for this upcoming week and activities. But before we sign off, I want to thank again the donors that have already given to the summer reading program for the library. They are J&J Pharmacy, Lakin United Methodist Church, Hutchison Real Estate, Deerfield Feeders, The Agency, Valley Tire and Service, Golden Grade Enterprises, Beamer and Beamer, Golden Plains Credit Union, and Dollar General. We appreciate all of your support, and we look forward to having a great summer reading. Until next time, everybody, enjoy your upcoming week visiting with your family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.